Daniel and Hannah Clarabut established a drapery and millinery business at No. 5 Market Place in 1837, when Daniel would only have been in his early 20s. When Daniel died in 1880, William Clarabut took over the business and subsequently purchased No. 6. In 1910, William Clarabut is recorded as the owner-occupier, and local advertising at that time indicated that drapery was undertaken in No. 5 and tailoring in No. 6. William was also listed as a funeral director. It would appear from the 1911 census that Charles Mortimer Allen, aged 34, had taken over the business. Charles lived on the premises with his family, together with a dressmaker and an assistant. The business became known as Allen's of Olney and still retains that name today. During the mid-1950s, the Allens retired to Hawthorne's at 93 Weston Road, and Leslie Ferry and his wife Joan acquired the business. Les had first worked for Charles Allen in the 1930s as an apprentice. After a spell away at Braintree in Essex to broaden his experience, where he met his wife Joan, Les returned as tailor and draper. The Ferries progressively and successfully developed the business at No. 5 and 6 over the decades, until Les died in 1998. The business is now owned by Les and Joan's daughter, Jane Cox, who again has developed the business in conjunction with Ashley Pankhurst. In the 1950s, Allen's shop was particularly popular around sales times, when queues formed outside the shop long before opening time. It was reported that in one year during this period, the New Year's sales queue stretched back to the entrance of the Bull Hotel. Sadly, the photographic evidence of this queue has long been misplaced. Allen's ran fashion shows, usually in the church hall, every 6 months in advance of the spring and autumn seasons. The line of ladies in the photograph of an Allen's fashion show in the 1960s are from left to right: Dorothy Penfold, Sally Ryder, Betty Pibworth, Mildred Wickens, Olive Norton, Mary Wright, Glenys Davis, and Linda Pettit. Leslie Ferry was equally well known for his service to public life. Les was approached in 1947 to consider joining the Olney Parish Council, which he accepted and was co-opted in 1947. Eventually, he became chairman, a position he held and enjoyed for some 21 years, particularly since he topped or nearly topped the poll over these years. Later, Les also served on Newport Pagnell Rural District Council for over 12 years. This council was displaced by the creation of Milton Keynes Borough Council, formed when Milton Keynes was in its infancy. Les put himself up for election, won a seat, and became the representative for Olney. He served Olney in this role for over 3 years. His role was primarily to maintain a balance between the needs of Olney and Milton Keynes, and to ensure that the needs of Olney were voiced in council. Les also became the first honorary alderman to be appointed for Milton Keynes. An opportunity follows to listen to Leslie Ferry in two audio recordings. In the first, Les tells us how he became employed in the drapery business, working under Charles Mortimer Allen. In the second, Les tells us how he became involved with Olney Parish Council, Newport Pagnell Rural District Council, and Milton Keynes Borough Council.